Blog Talk Radio.
My weekend was exciting as always, and I mean, hey, what can you say? Got some great news coming down tonight, and we're going to be making a big announcement concerning the Greg Squirrel Show. I'm excited about it. Hopefully going to have some call-in guests. I called and left a couple of messages for a couple of folks I wanted to be on the show tonight, but so far, I haven't heard back from them, so that's going to leave the phone lines open. If there's any fan listeners out there, anything I talk about you want to call in and comment on, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, sponsored by Cherokee Entertainment, 347-326-9073. We got the chat room up and running, so go ahead, come on Blog Talk Radio and join the chat room. We also got Facebook, my personal Facebook page. If there's something we talk about tonight that you want to make a comment on, you can leave a message for me on Gregory Squirrel. That's my Facebook page. So speak your mind. Let your voice be heard. So anyway, once again, it was just a great weekend. As always, we're going to start off with some of the highlights for the evening. So, here we go. It was a great weekend for the ladies. That's what I'm going to say it. It was a great weekend for the ladies. Danica Patrick started on the pole for the Daytona 500. She ended up finishing, I believe, ninth place, which is the highest a lady has finished in Sprint Cup racing. Used to be NASCAR. Well, it's NASCAR racing, but it's Winston Cup or Sprint Cup. Used to be Winston Cup. But in the history of NASCAR, ninth place is the highest any lady has finished in a race. So, applause and congratulations go out to Danica Patrick. And I'm going to say it. I'm glad we archive our shows so you can hear me say congratulations to Ronda Rousey. Now I will sing your praises and call you champ, because you did this weekend what I said should have been done in the first place. You stepped into the cage against a tough competitor, and you walked out women's champ. So congratulations to Ronda Rousey. We're going to hit on that when we go on down the headlines. I wanted to get those two things out of the way right off the bat. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're ready, here we go. Going down to some of the big headlines today. Tom Brady, NFL football. Tom Brady has signed a 3-year contract extension with New England. I'll admit, I'm not the biggest Brady fan, but I mean, the boy gets the job done. So congratulations to him. As you know, the combines have been going on this weekend or this past weekend, and it just seems to be getting worse for Manti Te'o. He runs an incredibly slow. He came in 10 pounds lighter, I believe it was, but slower than what his numbers from Notre Dame. So I personally see his draft stock going down. So, I mean, we had some great Razorbacks get in there doing some great work. So I see some of that stock going up. So, I mean, we're just going to have to see how things come out on draft day. Everybody was talking about Tyler Wilson. He came back for his senior season and for Arkansas, even though how as bad as it turned out. So far, everybody's been impressed. Only big concern seems to be his arm strength. But I think if utilized properly, like I feel he can be, that shouldn't be an issue. They'll find a way to work around that. Big news out of San Francisco. Alex wants to back up quarterback. Alex, oh, crap, I can't get his name. Anyway, the backup quarterback for San Francisco looks like he's going to be traded. So that's news coming out of San Francisco. Spring training has started for Major League Baseball, and there's already been one major injury. Yankees outfielder out for 10 weeks. Curtis Granderson broke arm. He was hit in the arm during an at-bat at a pre-game, and so he is out. Speaking of which, I was trying to pull up some of the preseason. That's basketball. There was a big basketball trade. Let's see, for all you St. Louis Cardinal fans, St. Louis played Houston, defeated them 10-2. Some high school baseball was supposed to get started today. Farmington Cardinals were supposed to take on the Harbor Wildcats, and that game was canceled due to the weather. And the Farmington Lady Softball Cardinals, Coach O and the girls over there, I mean, he's just got a machine. Coach O kind of reminds me of Nolan Richardson when he was at Arkansas. You know, he doesn't get down. He just reloads and goes again. Two of the last 3 years, they were playing for the state championship, winning one of them. So that says a lot for Coach. You know, I got great respect for that guy. And so if you want to see some good high school softball action, and this isn't the knock Lincoln, this isn't the knock Perry Grove, but if you want to see some good baseball action, and they got a system down there, those girls are fun to watch. And go down and watch Farmington. They got it going on. Braves beat Miami today. Miami, once again, had another big fire sale. So that's what's going on in Major League Baseball. So, like I say, Tom Brady got a big 3-year extension. Philadelphia Eagles made some big releases. Tennessee Titans signed former Arkansas Razorback George Wilson to a contract. To a 2-year contract. So congratulations, George Wilson. They're already talking that with the extension of Tom Brady's contract extension, looks like there may be a Ryan Mallett trade somewhere in the future. So, I'd like to see Mallet wind up in Kansas City, just because I'm a Kansas City fan. You know, I like Kansas City. I also like Dallas Cowboys. If you don't like the fact that I like Cowboys, you can turn the show off right now. But, you know, Alex Smith was the backup quarterback for 49ers. So, be interesting. Rumor going around, he may wind up in Kansas City. So, Kansas City, looking at some quarterbacks. They definitely need a quarterback with everything that's going on there. So I hope they get that worked out. In basketball, I mentioned there was a trade. You probably heard me mention it Friday night that former Arkansas Razorback Ronnie Brewer was traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And big news coming out of there today is that the Oklahoma City Thunder has signed former Lakers veteran point guard Derek Fisher, former UALR product. Sounds like he's going to be, it's done. It's a good done deal. being picked up by Derek the Fish, being picked up by Oklahoma City for the playoff run. So that's exciting news there for Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's see. ESPN has assigned a contract to retain the Big East TV rights. So that's what's going off there. Razorbacks over the weekend had a big victory. Let's see, where are we down here? No, they did not have a big victory. I'm sorry, they lost to Florida Saturday night. So hopefully they can still get it back together. I mean, Florida's a good team. Arkansas played out of their head the earlier game this season where they beat Florida. Florida turned it around, came back, and got them. Want to say our thoughts and prayers go out to the fans. What do they call it? Not the Sprint Cup, but the Nationwide Series. Nobody saw the Nationwide race at Daytona Saturday, there is a big accident at the end of the race. Took out some of the fencing going down the front straightaway. A lot of people were hurt. Thoughts and prayers go out to those fans. It's crazy. It's a dangerous sport. But, 28 fans were injured. Daytona is announcing they're looking at that, possibly going to look at making some major changes to the grandstands, hopefully be able to cut out some of these injuries. So, Jimmy Johnson won the Daytona 500. Dale Jr. came in second. Mark Martin third. Brad Keselowski fourth. I believe that was right. And Ryan Newman. And I guarantee you, I'll say it right now, if that race had gone one or two, possibly three laps further, I think Dale Jr. would have won that race because he was getting a major push from Mark Martin right there on the last lap, and Junebug just didn't have enough room. But I guarantee you, if that had happened two or three laps earlier, that Yeah, you would have seen a different winner coming out of Daytona. All right, the match play, PGA Golf was over the weekend. Matt Kuchar came out the winner. And so Matt Kuchar walks away with the Ascensure Match Play Championship, World Golf Challenge, or whatever the heck they want to start. Don't know if Tiger's still playing his silly game because he's rumored to be dating Lindsey Vonn, Olympic downhill skier. But then there was also reports that Tiger was spending a lot of time with the family over the weekend. He got put out the first round, but then, like I say, there was talk. They were together over the weekend doing some family stuff with the kids. There was some kind of event they went to where Tiger and the kids showed up early, but then Tiger and the kids showed up early. Elin showed up a little bit later, but then they ended up leaving together, and there are reports that they were actually seen at some other events after that together without the kids. So, I'm not going to bash Tiger. I'm just going to say Tiger had a lapse in judgment. I mean, I was really on his case there at first, but overall, boom, I said, for the kids, I'd like to see him put the past behind it, everybody admit they screwed up, and, work it out, if that's in their heart. If it's in their hearts, great. If it's their hearts to remain apart, I just want everybody to be happy. Let's talk MMA. By the way, don't forget, March is coming up. Big event coming up, Springfield, Missouri, Howard Johnson Event Center. It's going to get crazy that night, boys and girls. Uncivil War MMA, Uncivil War 11 Friction, and there's going to be a lot of great fights. I mean, I'm glad I'm normally I try to drive home after that event because it's only two and a half hours, 3 hours away from where I live. But I've already decided this time I am spending the night. Because if everything goes down like they say it's going to go down, I'm going to be one tired puppy. So you can find out more about that. Go on Facebook, type up Uncivil War MMA, find out more about that event, Howard Johnson Event Center. Oh, and don't forget the big event, striking, Muay Thai kickboxing. Man, they are getting this card set up. For the Muskogee Civic Center, Muskogee, Oklahoma. I'm going to be doing the ring announcing for that event. Oh my God. Ty Parnell, he is sending me updates every day, updates to that show. And all I can, to put it in textbook or texting language, OMG. That's all I got to say about that. All right, so Jose Aldo, he's pulling a Jon Jones after UFC 157. He said that there was no way on the planet that Anthony Pettis deserved a final shot, and he said he would not fight Anthony Pettis on August 3rd. Well, Dana White finally showed he has a set, and he looked at Jose Aldo and said, basically, you're going to fight Andy Pettis or you're going to be stripped of the belt. He let John Jones do that crap, and that ended up costing a good main event, costing UFC money, and I think he learned from it. So the fight has been signed, sealed. Jose Aldo has agreed to put his UFC title on the line against Andy Pettis. Once again, that's going to be August 3rd. Robbie Lawler, he had a big night at UFC 157. He said it was awesome to be back. He got the victory after a little layoff. So I think they got it going on right there. And the big news, like I mentioned at the top of the show, Ronda Rousey defeated Liz Carmouche with the armbar submission. That's her go-to move. So now everybody's looking and say, okay, who's going to be next? Word has it that Miesha Tate and Kat Zingano, winner of that fight, will possibly be the next one to get a title shot at Ronda Rousey. Personally, I would like to see Miesha Tate. Due for the fact, I believe, if I remember correct, it was Miesha Tate that Ronda Rousey defeated for the Strikeforce women's title. So, matter of fact, yeah, here it is right here. Not quite roughly a year ago, it was about this same time last year that Ronda Rousey defeated Miesha Tate for the Strikeforce championship. And Miesha Tate has even gone to using the armbar. So that could make for an interesting fight to see, you know, who could get that armbar locked in first. I think Tate is hungry, and she wants another shot at Ronda Rousey. So like I say, I'm officially off Ronda Rousey's back now. So once again, Miesha Tate and Kat Zingano are set to fight at the UFC 17 finale. Dana White has said that it's all probability that the winner of that fight will be the next opponent for Ronda Rousey's second UFC title defense. Zingano, she's 7-0. She submitted all but one of her opponents. Zingano's last fight was over Raquel Pennington at Invicta FC3. And so she's also got victories over Takayu Hashi and Karina Dam. So, it's going to be interesting. It's just going to be interesting to see what goes on. So, I guess the biggest disappointment of the night had to be, at UFC, had to be the Dan Henderson Machida fight, or Machida. Henderson lost to Machida by a split decision. And from ever, I wasn't able to watch it due to a prior commitment, but it just sounds like, here's a quote from Dan Henderson. "In my mind, I thought I did enough to win the fight, but it was my fault. I do not place blame on the judges. I should have been a little bit more aggressive. I let him fight his fight too much." That was a quote from Hendo at the post-fight conferences. Anyway, apparently Machida did a lot of running, which kind of frustrated Henderson. I hope Henderson gets another chance. He's 42 years old, so his window is not very, very much left. So, if any other good news, UFC 157, best attendance for UFC at the Honda Center. 1.4 million at the gate with an attendance of 15,525. So now they're going to set back, start getting set up for 158. UFC 158, let's see here, what we got on that one? March 16th in Montreal, Canada, with the main event being Georgia St. Pierre against Nick Diaz. Well, so Carlos Condit versus Johnny Hendricks. Top welterweight contenders Jake Ellenberg and Nate Marquardt are also set to compete on that show. So it looks like Saturday, March 16th from the Bell Centre, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Hey, so that's going to be the next big UFC event. I don't know if anybody had a chance to go over to Tulsa, Oklahoma, North American Grappling Association. Went on over there this weekend. So, let's see, I was trying to find, I'm trying to find the results. Let's see here. David Grayson, I'm trying to line him up for possibly tomorrow night or Wednesday night, have him on the show. But he walked out of there with his 19th Naga Championship. So big congratulations to David Grayson, and also to Micah Stockton, another good friend of mine. He competed at Naga, and he came out with the championship. So we're going to have both those guys on the show this week. So right now we're going to wind it down. We're going to take it to the house. I hope the big news I had. I forgot to mention the big news. Let me find my calendar so I'll let everybody know the official date. March 4th, I am happy to announce, we were able to get it done. The Greg Squirrel Show is going to be going to an hour time limit, to an hour time slot, starting March 4th. I'm excited about it. So, you know, give a chance to get more fans on the show, be able to get some more guests on the show. So mark that on your date. We'll talk about it more tomorrow night. Everybody, if you're out in the snowstorm that's going on, please be careful, be safe. We want to hear from you tomorrow night on the Greg Squirrel Show. So until then, thank you.